Welcome to You're the One That I Want. I'm here with Princess Garnet.
Hello.
Hello. Neither of us have heard any of our duets this week, which is cool. Do you want to explain what happened to one of your duets?
Yeah. It was like... Okay, so on my team this week is Russ, Traviata, Tregatory, and Orphical. And it was the night of the deadline, and Traviata had sent me her half of their song, but she hadn't received from Olfi, and then we didn't hear anything from...
Tregatory had.
Yeah, no, yeah, Tregatory. Did I say Traviata?
Yeah.
Sorry, no, Traviata and Russ have submitted, but... yeah, Tregatory sent me her half for notes, and then she didn't get anything from Orphical. And then Orphi came on later and was like, I sent you something. And then Tregatory was like, I'll send it. And I was like, well, we've not recorded yet. Maybe we can accept it, blah, 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 blah. And then she just never sent anything. So Ulfie's claiming that she recorded something. I don't care. I'm not having any drama. I feel bad for Tregatory, who actually recorded. So I am officially banning Orphi Carl next week from the show.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
But Tregatory told me tonight that Ovikal did end up sending it, but by that point, we had already gotten the judges' scores, so it was too late.
Yeah.
Of all the people on the show this week, Traviata did not drop. So kudos, Traviata.
She promised.
She kept her word.
She did.
So I guess let's start with one of mine, and then we'll do yours, and then we'll do my other one.
It's a Team Dylan sandwich.
Team Dylan sandwich, sandwiching Russ and Traviata.
With a Garnet in the middle.
Yes. I had Musical Tastic and Copper. I'm sorry, not Musical Tastic. Musical Notes and Copper. And Melly and Sakono. We can't keep our names straight tonight.
No, we're so bad.
No. I put them all in a chat this week. And Musical Notes said she wanted to do Airplanes with Copper. And since Copper's a rap person, I said, go for it. So that's what we're going to listen to first.
Nice.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Let's do it.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah! I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time when you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you're hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. And if I don't make it, then I'll switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, go! Somebody take me back to the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, oh maybe, I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game, and back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover off my slang. But this is Foe Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this shit? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
Stars.
I can really use a wish
right
now,
wish right now, wish right now.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
Shooting stars.
I can really use a wish
right
now,
wish right now, wish right now. I could really use to wish right now. I could really use a wish right now. Like shooting stars. I could really use a wish right now. A wish right now, wish right now.
That was Musical Notes and Copper. Musical Copper, I like to call them.
Our copper notes.
I thought it was an impressive debut for you, Musical Notes and Copper. I thought you owned the rap. Great job, both of you.
Yeah. I think this was, like, could have been a really great choice. Like, it was still a good choice. Like, I still liked it and stuff. I think that, like, Musical, you would have sounded better on it if your time was a bit better and stuff, but I still think you worked really well together, and as like as a pair, because you're both quite young, and it worked well as like a duet in terms of like how your sounds came across. So well done. And Copy, you really rocked the rap as well.
We had four judges this week.
Oh,
the Asian Musical Tastic, the beloved star, the French lesbian Eileen Monty, and the other Asian Mr. Sister. I'm going to read the scores now for this team. Are you excited?
I am.
Musical Tastic gave them a 6. Beloved.
Wait, what? A 6? Yes. That's a 100.
Oh, this time they're out of 10.
Oh.
I forgot. I'm supposed to be like,
damn.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they're out of 10 this week. That was my bad. I was confused. It should have been out of 100.
Oh, boy.
When I was totaling scores, I was like, man, these are a lot lower than last week. But now I understand why. Okay, so Musical Tastic gave them a 6 out of 10. Beloved Star gave them a 5. Monty gave them a 6. And Mr. Sister gave them a 6 for a total score of 23. Mm. Oh, yeah. Now we are going to hear the undefeated Russ with his partner this week, Traviata.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. How about you?
I am beyond excited.
What are they doing this week, Dina?
Yeah, I gave them a choice of The Lady is a Tramp by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, or Unforgettable by Natalie and Nat King Cole, or Whiskey Lullaby, and they've gone for Unforgettable.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
I hope so.
I'm really excited. Let's listen.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Unforgettable,
like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more.
Unforgettable.
Forevermore. That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Thank you.
incredible. It's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
That was Russ and Traviata. I don't know about you, Garnet, but I'm aroused. And Traviata was okay as well. What'd you think?
It was Russ's beard. Sure. I don't know. I quite liked it. I would have, like... I don't think this is, like... Obviously, every week they can do whatever they want, and these are just suggestions. I don't think of the three, this was, like, the best for you guys, but I still thought you did, like, a great job in Empire of Soul. Woo.
I thought they were sensual and jazzy, and I'm ready to go to the judges' scores.
Okay.
Musical-tastic gave them an 8.
Oh, snap!
Beloved Star gave them a 7. Monty gave them an 8. And Mr. Sister gave them the highest score of anyone, 9.
Oh, baby!
That equals 32.
Out of
40, not bad.
Sick.
The undefeated Russ and the new rookie Traviata. But I have one more duet and they could pull out the victory. Pull out. Melly and Sakono. And they are doing Starstruck by 303 and Kesha.
You know what this means?
This is the whole reason I recruited them just to hear this song. What?
That Melly and Russ won last week, so either they're both going to lose or either one of them's going to win.
That's true.
And there's only going to be one undefeated champion next week.
That's true. One of them... Well, we know that with the scores now, Musical, Notes, and Copper cannot win, so either Russ or Melly will be undefeated after this week. Nice.
Excitement.
Are you ready to listen?
I am.
Let's do it.
Daisy Dukes makes a man go, that's the way they all come through, like low cut see-through shirts that make you, that's the way she come through, like,
cause I just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down.
Set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down.
I think I should know how to make laws with something innocent without leaving my fingerprints out. Now, L-O-V is just another word I'll never learn to pronounce. How do I say I'm sorry, cause the word is never gonna come out. Now, L-O-V is just another word I'll never learn to pronounce.
High jeans, double D's, making me go. All the people on the street know. Iced out, lit up, make the kids go. All the people on the street know.
Cause I just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down.
Just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down.
I think I should know how to make laws with something innocent without leaving my fingerprints out. Now, L-O-V is just another word I'll never learn to pronounce. How do I say I'm sorry, cause the word is never gonna come out. Now,
maybe it's just another word I never learned to pronounce.
You know that type of shit just don't work on me. Whistling and trying to flirt with me. Don't take it personally, 'cause we were never in love. It doesn't really matter who you say you are. Singing out the window of your car. Find another girl across the bar, 'cause LOV is not what this was. I should know how to make love to something innocent without leaving my fingerprints out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I never learned to pronounce. How do I say I'm sorry, 'cause the word is never gonna come out. Now, L-O-V-E is just another word I'll never learn to pronounce.
That was Melly and Sukono. Sexiest duet of the night. You two did me proud. I love this. I thought you both did an amazing job. I love the energy. I love the performance. I loved it all. What about this, you?
This was epic win.
It was.
That's all I have to say.
Delicious.
It was.
But the question is, Garnet, did the judges find it delicious enough to beat Russ and Traviata?
Nothing could beat my team.
Musical Tastic gave them a 7. Beloved Star gave them a 6. Eileen Monte gave them a 7. And Mr. Sister gave them a 7, which equals 27. Not enough. So you, along with Russ, are undefeated. And Traviata picks up a win as well.
Mm-hmm. Go Team Garnet.
Clearly, Russ is the key to victory. I hope he signs up again, because I'm going
to
get him.
You'll have to try and get him next week.
Sign-ups are open now. Feel free to go sign up. The first 8 that sign up will be put into a group. However, Opie Cow, you're not allowed to sign up this week because there was some snafu. I don't know what it was.
I love that word.
I believe she, if she thinks she submitted, I believe she honestly thought she did. I don't believe she
there's a deadline for a reason.
You know, I know, I get it.
Beat it.
I get it. And I'm sorry, Chugachi, that your work was all for naught. But I hope Garnet duets this song with you.
I hope so.
What song was it?
It was going to be Glamorous by Fergie.
See, you two need to do that. You just do her parts.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to Trigger Train. Let's see what happens.
Russ 2-0. You 2-0. Me 0-2. Melly 1-1. Are those the only repeats from... I think so. Mm-hmm. No, Sukono, was he in the first week as well?
No.
No. Okay, well, I have the worst record of anybody on the show. I'm 0-2. Everybody else is 0-1 or 1-1 or 2-0. So whatever. I'm done. Sign-ups are open. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, except sign up quickly, and maybe you'll get on Team Garnet and win, because everyone on Team Garnet wins.
And sign up for the quick and the dead while you're signing up for things.
Yes.
And have a good night, everybody.
Good night.